Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than a decade, Bill Bracken and his team at Bracken's Kitchen have been feeding our community, and their outreach continues to grow. I caught up with our former KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week recently to check what's been going on, and he told me it's been pretty busy coming off a festive 4th of July. In fact, he says they haven't slowed down at all since last fall.
Normally it would slow down in the beginning of the year a little bit, but we haven't seen any slowdown for our work, for a couple of reasons. One, because the demand is just so great out there. It's higher than it was during COVID. As we went into COVID in 2020, Orange County had about 300,000 people that were struggling with food insecurity. And that number is now over 500,000. And, in LA County, it's even higher, those numbers. So it's really a huge demand. And on top of it, our culinary training program has grown tremendously. We just graduated our fourth class last Friday, and our fifth class with two cohorts started the same day. So it's just been busy as we're trying to train more people and give them a pathway out of poverty and feed more people and rescue more food.
Why do you think the numbers are rising?
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do that with the financial economy in the world today and what everything costs. Mm-hmm. People either hate talking about it or love talking about it because it's so political and divisive. But face it, the cost of everything is substantially higher than it was a few years ago. And wages haven't risen that much. While California passed a minimum wage for fast food workers, even working at $20 an hour, a full-time gives you $40,000 a year, and a family can't live on that. A single person can't live on that. Orange County. I shared a statistic recently when we were much smaller and I did a lot more of the shopping and buying. I used to go to Restaurant Depot and buy chicken regularly, and we use boneless, skinless chicken thighs all the time. Mm-hmm. That time I can buy them for less than $1 a pound. And I happened to go a few weeks ago for the first time in some time, and it was well over $2 a pound. And chicken, which is one of the lowest priced commodity meat items. So then we think about the cost of eggs and everything else. And for the average consumer, just think about what you pay in a restaurant. Wages haven't risen, accordingly. So many organizations or companies are cutting back now, especially the fast food workers, because they can't afford full-time staff with these new minimum wage increases. So I don't want to say the perfect storm, but it's just a combination of things that are hitting the low-income population the hardest.
Let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about the numbers. And for those who don't know exactly what you do, let's talk about how many people you feed and who you serve.
Absolutely. The mission statement of Bracken's Kitchen reads, through food rescue, culinary training, and our community feeding programs, we're committed to rescuing, repurposing, and restoring both food and lives. What that means in simple terms is we get to go to work every day in our kitchen doing what we love to do, cook high-quality, tasty, nutritious meals. And we do that through a tremendous rescued food program where we'll rescue over 300 tons of food this year to keep it out of landfill. Perfectly good food that for a variety of reasons would otherwise go to waste, along with our purchased food as well. And along with our culinary training program, our students get to learn a skill, a craft in the kitchen, while at the same time supporting community feeding. And this year, our goal is 2.2 million meals that go in out, largely just to the low-income population, from homebound seniors to struggling families to college students. And we often describe ourselves as a catering company that just happens to cater to those who can't pay for their meals. And we'll see food going out in a variety of forms, whether it's prepackaged and frozen for food safety in family-sized pans or individual meals, or whether it's hot food going out to some of our shelter partners or some of our other nonprofit partners that they feed their their clients or guests while they're providing other services, or we go out with the food truck still and get directly into the community and feed and support those who need our help most.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I love that you still have the food trucks. Love those. Tell me more about the annual event you have coming up in September. It's your Hungry Games 7.0.
Our anti-gala, if you will, our annual event that we just bring several hundred people together on our property to try and taste delicious dishes from a variety of Southern California's top chefs. With a fun band, high energy, entertainment, silent auction, live auction, and just an opportunity to come together and have a good time and raise a little bit of money for the purpose at the same time.
Looking at the last 11 years at Bracken's Kitchen, how does it make you feel when you see the difference in the eyes of those who you serve? And do you have any advice for someone who is ready but maybe hesitant to step out and serve?
Well, I truly can't talk about the work of Bracken's Kitchen without talking about the impact it's had on me and my family. I've always been a collector of quotes, poems, song lyrics, things. I have, God bless me, with zero musical talent, but I've turned to words and music to console me in some of my roughest times in my life. And I literally hold on to, I got a file full of just cold words, a file that folder in my computer's been with me for 30 years. And there was a quote many years ago from Gandhi that really stuck with me, and I didn't really understand it until, just a few years ago. And as I, set out on this journey of Bracken's Kitchen to help other people, I had no idea how much it would help me. I often tell people Bracken's Kitchen has done more for me than anyone we've ever served. It is literally changed me at a soul level in ways that I can't imagine. Even on my hardest days where I go home sometimes, with tears in my eyes, struggling because of the challenges and everything, I am still very acutely aware of how very blessed I am to be able to do this work. And, that quote by Gandhi is that the surest way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. And I literally have found that the person that God has made me to be, that I was meant to be, or in some ways refound myself because I lost myself on that journey of faith, chasing fame and fortune. But it truly, Martin Luther King Jr. said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are we doing for others? And not just how it's changed me and the impact it's had on my family, my young son, especially, who's 14, who's been on the front lines of this from the get-go, and seeing his heart of service that was developed just by being a part of this. I can talk all day about stories of volunteers who've come to us at a rough or dark or down period in their life, and they were just looking for something to do to take the focus off of their own struggles, and how they found so much through this work. I mean, it really is, I can't speak enough to the soul-changing, heart-changing benefit that if someone really pours them into serving others, lets down their guard a little bit, is willing to be emotionally vulnerable, and just see the impact it has on you. It's amazing.
Any last things you'd like to share while I have you online?
I think I would just share. I mean, there's so many things I could say, even following up on my previous statement, but there's so much I could share. But I think I look forward into the summer. I would just encourage anybody out there and all the listeners, that summer is such a hard time for families and children, particularly struggling. And sadly enough, a lot of the agencies that support them, these families, cut back during the summer because there are programs and things related to school. And when the kids aren't in school, they can't run their programs. So at a time when families and kids that need the most help with food is the time when they actually sometimes get the least amount of help So anyone who's out there, and summer is such a great time for people to take vacations, enjoy their time off, relax. I would just encourage people to remember that this is a time, while many of us look forward to it, many do not, because they know it's a time of bigger struggle when there's no school and there's no school lunch program and there's not as many organizations doing that work. So if you have the time and resources, please just consider how you can get involved, offering your time, talents, and your treasure somewhere, if not Bracken's Kitchen, anywhere, because, you know, we are never going to have enough government and enough legislation and enough laws to fix the woes of our country. It's only through the conviction of the human heart that we can truly have an impact on our friends and neighbors in need. So allow yourself to be convicted, put your guard down a little bit, allow yourself to be influenced, and allow yourself to care and make a difference, especially during the summer when it's needed so bad.
Our past KNX Hero of the Week, Bill Bracken of Bracken's Kitchen, who continues to impact our community in a positive way. Hear more wonderful stories just like this at our Heroes page at knxnews.com. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News 97.1 FM.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.